Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
One of the major objectives of the WWECK study on wildlife habitat effectiveness and connectivity is to find out how wolves move through the oil sands region of northern Alberta and how development might impede this movement. WWECK project coordinator Holger Bohm says preliminary data indicates the wolves travel along rivers or through river habitat about one quarter of the time. Snow cover also affects how wolves travel and hunt.
So right now I actually have a team in the field and we're measuring snow depth because we want to relate wolf travel speed to the snow conditions. We expect in deeper snow the wolves will have a harder time moving. And then we expect that to change drastically when it starts melting and the surface of the snow will actually freeze, because then wolves are actually known for being on top of the snow, which really gives them advantage over ungulates with their comparably small feet. They'll be crushing through the snow in that frozen surface and get stuck almost, and then wolves have a really good time. That's the peak time for wolves as far as hunting goes.
As Holger Bohm presented at the recent Conrad Symposium, findings from the WWECK study will help oil sands companies make better decisions in the development and reclamation of their projects. Thanks today to Syncrude. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.